good morning. This week, we got the unveiling of the London 2012 Olympics mascot, and the reaction was, I think, mixed would be relatively generous. Here's the backstory behind these mascots. They are supposedly composed of the last two drops of steel from the girders used to create the Olympic Stadium.
That's touching.
Wenlock and Mandeville know that it's time to go. Their journey is just beginning, but they will meet again in London in 2012. They'll be there. You'll be there. The whole world will be there.
And then they disappear off to rainbows.
Kind of cute.
No, they're not creatures. Cute. These, have you seen them? They're like high-tech amoebas. The orange one has a head shaped like a 1950s television, complete with a webcam. The blue one has like an aerodynamic swoosh-back bicycle helmet-shaped thing.
He's got flippers
for his hands.
Cool.
They're also one-eyed. No other feature on their faces, just enormous eyeballs.
Monsters, Inc. had a one-eyed character.
All right. Well, joining us this morning is someone familiar with the kind of flack over Olympics mascots. John Ryan designed the much maligned mascot, Izzy, for the 1996 Summer Olympics.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
I don't envy you in this segment, buddy, but I'll try to help out if I can.
John, you know, I got a feel to a certain extent, a big sigh of relief from you, because for a long time, people said Izzy was the worst Olympics mascot there was, and they're now saying it's Wenlock and Mandeville. So to a certain extent, this takes the pressure off you, right?
Okay.
No, you're not buying that. You still love Izzy.
Well, you know, he's my creation, so I got to have some love there.
But tell me, I mean, you got a lot of backlash from Izzy, as I'm sure the designers of the London ones are.
I did, yeah. We had a local columnist who wrote about it almost every day for 4 years. So, it got pretty rough.
Well, one of the things people say about mascots is that the reason they turn out being so, I guess many people say, odd, is that they're often have to be approved by committee. So when you have a committee approving a design and all these people's fingerprints on it, you end up with something which may not have been the best design in the first place. Is that true?
I think there's a certain element of that. I think the thing that is primary here is that the directives that the designers were given, and this must come from the International Olympic Committee, but the brief we got, and we were one of 20 studios throughout the country that were initially invited to submit designs for the Atlanta Games. Was to create a mascot for the children.
Bring
kids in to participate in the experience.
You know, and John, let me just say in your defense, I mean, Teletubbies, who knows what the hell they are, right? But kids love them. I got five kids. They love them. These mascots communicate with kids.
Now, here's the thing, John. I have to say, I saw these London mascots and just immediately could not stand them. I thought, what the heck were they thinking? And then I went home and was stunned to show them to my son, and I said, what do you think of these? And he loves them.
Yeah.
There you
go. That's the deal. The thing that I found in my years of reluctantly telling people that I'm the guy who did Izzy was you would get people who would admit to liking it. But there was also I think a lot of backlash from adults, and I think my feeling was that a lot of adults have put away childish things. We've figured out how to be serious, and we're not so good at playing anymore. So there is that kind of missing aspect that means we're not going to get this.
And it's got to be pretty hard.
It's
got to be kind of hard to design a mascot that's going to be liked by everyone in the world. Right.
Absolutely. I think that's it's not an errand we can succeed at.
Well, you know, John Ryan, designer of Izzy, I hope that you don't reluctantly admit that you designed Izzy.
He's proud of it, and he should be.
Well,
and
he
I'm
said
serious.
He was reluctant. Yeah, absolutely. That's an accomplishment, John, that you should proudly claim. He is animation.
Well, it leads with the much maligned.
It's like deadly dioxin. They always have deadly in front of dioxin.
And John Ryan, animation director for the animation company Dagnabbit in Atlanta. He's also the proud designer of Izzy from the 1996 Summer Olympics in Atlanta. Thanks so much, John.
Thanks, guys.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.